You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. Alrighty, so I have my windows open to my house because, or should I say my cottage, because it is springtime finally. So whether you're listening to this and it's not springtime, this message will still relate to you because everything can be applied to your situation. So that is the beauty in receiving messages. Now I wanted to say my windows are open because you might hear some city trucks in the background. It's actually fairly quiet here, but I know that they're working on the streets. Anyways, let's get into the message. And I say let's get into the message because I am using an oracle card deck today for this podcast episode. Now, if you know anything about me, you already know I am completely obsessed with oracle card decks and books as well. There's times in my life where I'm thinking, why didn't I become a librarian? One of my best friends is a librarian, and she loves it so much. I am a teacher. So, with that being said, I wanted to use an oracle card deck to help us move forward in this moment in time and to reconnect with the symbolism that is used to help us understand our lives a little better. So I know you cannot see these images, and you know, if you're driving or if you're listening to this while you're working out or while you're meditating, whatever it is, I will post these images on my website at tabithastitt.com, or you can also go to theselfhelppsychic.com. Both of those revert back to my website. You can check out the podcast blog there and you will see these images. So, to reveal, I am using the Witchlings deck and book set by Paulina Cassidy. Her artwork is so whimsical, so gorgeous, so delicate. Like, it's such a whimsy, delicate way of creating. And her artwork is seen in many different oracle decks, actually. And I have others of her decks also. And I think it's beautiful because she not only does the artwork, but she also writes the oracle deck books. And I actually, now that I think about it, mentioning it, I am in the midst of finalizing my oracle deck as well. So I will be creating the collage work for that. I do digital artwork, collage work, and I will be writing the book as well. So what is the overall arching theme for this message? Now for me, again, it's springtime, so I'm focused on that. How can I best utilize this day, this moment, this week related to springtime? I've been working out in the yard and it is extremely healing for me. It's therapeutic. I absolutely love it. I say yard, maybe you want to think of it as a garden, a sacred space, a way to connect with Mother Nature. I highly, highly recommend it more than really anything in the world. of course, besides being with people that you love and doing your own craft, but connecting with nature. And so that's the theme here, and that's where we're gonna go. So I actually already pulled these cards out right beforehand, and they wanted to come out. They flew out and almost like flying out with wings. And there's four cards, and the first one is aura, like your aura that surrounds you, the colors, the essence that surrounds you, your energy that you give off, that you immerse yourself in, and on the card it says a healthy aura keeps your energy in balance and in harmony. I love this. Of course, the thing that's popping out to me is the gorgeous light orange border around this card. And of course, the sweet little witchling. She has a little orange heart on her skirt. All of these witchlings are gorgeous in their own way. So a healthy aura keeps your energy in balance and harmony. So if you think about this, we can get so caught up in the shit that happens around us, the world. I can go on and on and on. Trust me, I am greatly impacted as much as the next person. So we have to allow ourselves to recognize when we are getting overwhelmed. Now we can always use that overwhelmed energy for the good, and we can speak out against something, we can stand up for something, we can utilize that energy and always for the highest good. Perhaps maybe something that we come across really, really touches our heart. For example, I was on Instagram last night. I couldn't sleep and I should not have been on my phone, but I was. And I saw this woman who was walking in the woods with her two dogs, and she came across this poor pup who had been abused, and the dog could hardly even walk. And so she's in the midst of saving this dog. That immediately brought tears to my eyes. I could have went on and on and on as far as like crying and wailing and, you know, creating all of these dense energies. And instead I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to donate to her GoFundMe account, and that'll help me feel a little better, because I feel like I can trust this woman to help this dog in the best ways possible. And so I think that that's a way of harmonizing our energy and our aura, is to recognize what can we do about the situation that we know feels bothersome, but we can take action toward it. So I do think that that helps our energy when we find our aura all combobulated, all messed up, perhaps a little dense. And so with this message, that is one of the cards that wanted to pop out with the witchling. The next one, which goes hand in hand, is the nurture witchling. She says, nurturing your inner child supplies you with the innocent joy of living. This word nurture has popped up for me time and time again, and it really resonates with me, nurturing. And I can't remember when I recently heard this word, but I was using a different oracle deck, and I was asking a question about my business and what I do. I think it was the Teal Swan oracle deck, and she also mentions and uses the word nurture. When we use that word, we connect with this aspect of ourselves that goes directly to our heart, right? To the parts of us that ourselves maybe may be in need of nurturing. So allow yourself to nurture the parts of you that need that, right? And as you do that for yourself, it will start to flow outwardly to your world, to your surroundings, and into your garden. And you'll begin to see everything grow. It will bloom, you know, in wintertime, especially here in Ohio. You think it's never going to become spring again. It's never going to sprout a tiny little bud. You know that it will, but winter times are quite long here in Ohio, and it can be very hard on the spirit when you're seeing crappy days over and over again. But the beauty in Mother Nature is that she does return, and so this is part of the nurturing aspect, is allowing yourself to recognize that this too shall pass. And when in need of nurturing your inner child, she's welcoming you into this world of doing so. All right, moving on. Prosperity is the next card, and I want to look into this card. So she says, know that you deserve all things wondrous and believe that you can have them. You know, I think oftentimes we think of prosperity as money, right? So wealth, financial money, but really, prosperity is when you start to believe and you start to take action, you start to take action towards the things that will lift your spirits, right? The things that will help you feel lighter. So clearing out the clutter of your space, of your home, of your office, getting rid of the things that feel dense, feel heavy, feel kind of like they're just bringing you down. So that's going to create the sense of prosperity. You know, last year, I'm trying to think of when this was. This could have been just, I don't know, maybe 8 months ago or so. I had a company come and I brought up a ton of stuff from the basement. You know, a lot of like, debris as well, but like working things, as far as like, I don't know, things that you just don't need anymore. My brain is like so sloshed right now. But things in the basement that just hold so much energy. And so I had them throw it out. I had them trash it. And these were things that could not be donatable, if that's a word. Otherwise I would have donated them. But allowing yourself to create the space to bring you that sense of prosperity. So I'm a firm believer of getting rid of the things, donating things, or, you know, giving them away, however you want to think of it, trashing them. That's going to bring prosperity. Because even like, you know, this sounds harsh, but even like relationships, of course, not trashing them or donating them, but I guess you could think of it that way as well. But allowing for space to come in for something that's going to give you that feeling of lightheartedness, that feeling of beauty, that feeling of airiness, that's where prosperity comes from. Okay, so remember that. And finally, the last card that was pulled from the Witchlings deck by Paulina Cassidy is the Euphoria card. Ooh, Euphoria. Now, this little witchling is sitting. She is filled with pinks, reds, purples. She has a choker on her neck for a necklace with a big red heart on it. And actually, now that I'm noticing this even closer, the blooms, the flowers that are popping up are all red hearts. And this little card says, Euphoria is a cosmic connection to the magic within and around you. I love that. It's a cosmic connection to the magic within and around you. Now, of course, if you get this oracle deck, you'll be able to read the book and you can look into all of the details as well. Right now, I'm just going with my intuition with the message for you, of course, is how oracle decks go. And euphoria, that's such a beautiful word. It's like out-of-body experience, right? It's funny because, like, I don't know why, and this does not relate to me directly, but I'm thinking about when people try specific kinds of drugs. I'm not recommending that at all. I'm not pushing that. I'm just saying, for whatever reason, spirits wanting me to talk about or bring up this example of symbolism as well as physical reality for some people, that these chemicals are reacting with your own chemicals and they're creating this sense of euphoria. Now, of course, that can get you into deep trouble, but for the example here that's coming to me, you can actually experience that same experience just by allowing yourself to connect with Mother Nature, connect with God consciousness, connect with your higher self. I believe that's how it works. And I think that's what Spirit wants me to tell you in this moment, that you don't need something chemically externally to create, and also like, oh gosh, I might get into trouble with this, but a lot of ADHD medication, such as Adderall and the like, are heights of sensations for you. And yet, and I know this because I've actually tried this medication before I was prescribed it, but I stopped taking it because I noticed the downfall. I noticed the side effects. I noticed all the negative aspects of it as in itself. And I hated that because it helped it, you know, it disconnected me from my own pureness, my own self, my own. And you might disagree, and that's okay because everyone's experiences are different and circumstances. But for me, it did not work. If you look into what the chemicals actually are, it's not really good. So Spirit's encouraging you to connect with Mother Nature, connect with God consciousness, Spirit, your higher self, whatever you would like to call it, in a sense that you will notice. So when I say connect to this euphoria, it's allowing yourself to practice a form of meditation. So many people resist that, but that is the way to go. You can do it with, honestly, like my sister and I were just talking about this, sister and sister-in-law. We were even talking about like coloring. You know, you get so lost into a craft, so lost into what it is that you love doing, that is a form of meditation. That takes you out of your brain and into the process. So if you can find a process that allows you to start flowing without even really thinking about what you're doing, whether that's sewing, whether that's working in the yard, gardening, artwork, even reading, really, I mean, you're really in your brain a whole lot, but even like a fantasy book of some sort can take you into a whole other world. Those are all forms to me as euphoria, especially meditation. You will start to feel lighter. You'll start to feel this connection with God. And you can do a guided meditation. I know that I have some on my website as well that will help you get to that state if you want to check those out. Again, tabithastitt.com. But I wanted to give you this reading. I felt like it was a little choppy, but that's just me judging myself. And let's get into a state of non-judgment. Alrighty, so that is it for our reading today. What stood out to you? It's interesting, I said that's for our reading today. So maybe I'll start doing more readings. Let me know what you think. If you enjoyed this, if this resonates, if you want more like these, then let me know, please. I would love to hear from you. You can contact me on my website. You can write a beautiful, kind review, and I will reach back out to you. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, continue to pay attention to your intuition. Trust its guidance, you know, trust what it's telling you, and move forward, and also trust the unfolding. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.